Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, there's injuries across the NRL, there's naughtiness in the A-League, and KP plunders the runs on his return. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening. We're back 2 weeks in a row. It's like some sort of record. We're back on deck, and it's good to be back for the second week in succession. You can find us on Twitter at @FCTTB_podcast, myself at @LateMailman on Twitter as well, and this guy over to my left looking rather shady tonight at @Former_Legend. Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm going all right.
Is this the best week in Sydney's calendar?
Yes, and it's the best week as well.
It's the best week in New Zealand's calendar as well.
That's right.
Yeah, and you've obviously been very busy.
Why is it the best week in the...
Fashion week, mate.
Oh.
We're knee-deep in snow.
Oh, yes. There's snow.
There's chicks that need a feed everywhere.
Yeah, and Ben Cousins just keeps popping up for some reason. Why?
And so does... Actually, we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Let's do the news. Yeah, Mozart composed that one. He didn't. I think this was the project of a failed Australian Idol contestant. This is what they're reduced to now. They do production music. And we bought the rights to it, so they can't even use it anymore. So, well done. Paulini, I think it was.
Paulini?
Nah. Oh. Our first news item this week. I don't know how long we can spend on this because we could go, you know, it's one of those things we could speak for 1 minute or we could speak for an hour on it.
Mm.
The passing of, as far as I'm concerned, you know, everyone talks about Don Bradman, but Richie Beno, the absolute... star of Australian cricket in every facet.
It's really funny. I don't know about you, but I grew up where Richie Beno was, to me initially, one of the voices on the 12th man.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until you got a little bit older that you realised how great as a commentator he was, and then you found out later how great as a cricketer he was.
Yeah. I think you'd be right. I remember sort of late 80s, early 90s was when I first got into cricket, and by that stage, the 12th man had become its own cult figure as well.
Yeah.
So the two kind of coincided, as you said, you didn't actually appreciate his nous for the game, and his. I've always said, I'm sure I'm not alone in saying this, but I could have just sat and listened to him talk about cricket all day. In the same way, I could sit and listen to Sterlo talk about rugby league all day, and that's. I've got to say, it's the ultimate compliment you could pay Peter Sterling, and he would probably try to knock it on the head because he's quite humble himself.
Yeah.
But Richie was just, he was so consummate with what he did.
Yeah.
And he, you know what? He had that one thing that so many commentators today lack, and that is...
charisma?
Well, that. But also, he had this creed where he said...
humility?
He would let the pitchers do the talking. And he would only talk if he could add to the pictures.
That's right. Yeah,
and he wasn't afraid of a pregnant pause.
Yeah. And on the lighter side, there's a few times when, even in the last few years, where he said something and I thought, does he actually realise that's a double entendre?
Yeah.
Because you just to think that he's like a square, you know? Yeah. He's like a... he was like your teacher at school. He kind of... didn't think he knew swear words, let alone knew what, you know... some of the things that he'd said were double entendres, and
which then I guess lends itself to how funny and how much of a caricature the 12th man was. Like, it was one of those things where it was such a parody. It was so far removed from the man himself that surely you couldn't help but enjoy it. Apparently, he took exception to just a few things that Billy Birmingham did over the years.
Yeah, I've met Billy Birmingham once.
Yeah,
and I spoke to him. He's, as you'd expect, he's very entertaining. Oh, shit. Clive, get up.
What are you doing to our technical department?
Clive's fallen over.
You know what, Clive? Get out.
Get out.
We're paying respect to Richie, Clive. Where was I? So I'd met Billy once, and he spoke about his relationship with Richie.
Mm.
And it was...
It was something of a working relationship, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I think Richie tolerated the 12th man or Billy.
He'd send him feedback on it.
Yeah, so I believe I've...
He'd send him written letters.
You've seen those letters, yeah.
They're fantastic.
And Richie with a little R, which I found quite curious.
Yeah.
But yeah, very sad. May he rest in peace.
I've got to say, it with the passing of Tony Gregg and Richie Beno now, it's... Although he's been missing from the commentary for, you know, the best part of a year or so, it's still not going to quite be the same, I think. It's going to take a while to...
It's like Bill's the last of the Musketeers.
He is. Chappelle's hanging in there, but he's getting on himself, so...
Anyway, rest in peace.
Richie Beno, what a champion. We move on to other matters. The NRL round 6 has been and gone.
Mm.
Can you believe it? We're effectively a quarter way through the season already.
Well, we're past Easter. That blows me away. That's when you know you're getting old.
But we're 6 weeks, nearly 7 weeks into the season. Anyway, winners from the weekend: Broncos in Golden Point. What a game!
Cracking game.
I only tuned in at about 70 minutes.
Oh, really?
I've been at a prior engagement. I caught the start of the game.
Right.
Missed the middle of the game. Caught the end, the important part, which was great. Ben Hunt missed, fire.
You missed the war between
Thaiday and Maria Hargreaves.
Yeah.
I saw some of the stills. It was like some of those John Hoppawattie, Gordon Tallis photos from the Origin back in the day. You know that, you know, all the Terry Hill, Gordon Tallis images.
Do you know why that is, Woody? And that's because they can't throw a punch.
Yeah.
He was grabbing him and basically giving him a facial with his face.
I tell you what, a fantastic article from Andrew Webster in the Herald this week.
Right.
About, he was basically saying, sorry mums, sorry kids, sorry football clubs. They need to let them throw punches again.
Well, I tweeted that.
Yeah,
I tweeted,
and you're not alone.
The 10 minutes, and just punch him in the head.
You're not alone. They're not going to change it. I can't see it.
They never
being changed anytime soon. However, the whole thing is everyone just sort of says for the betterment of the game, that should be the case. Anyway, so that was Friday night. Also, the Sharks got up again, two in a row for them. The Titans. They smashed the Eels. James Roberts.
Surprising too.
James Roberts, if he's one of those guys, he's a joy to watch. In Broken Field, he
enigma.
Is so fast. Oh, enigma to the max.
Yeah.
He's like Chris Walker.
Yeah.
Chris
Walker, yeah.
Now let's talk about him playing...
Walker's on.
Origin. It's the city country, that is. Not state of. Mm. The Warriors got up over the Tigers. The Panthers, bit of a... War of attrition with Manly.
Yeah.
And also, I think they both finished the game with 15 men.
Not the prettiest game.
No. Again, I only caught fleeting moments of that one, and from the sounds of it, probably better off for it. Yeah. The Storm got over the Raiders in the Sisawanga Cup, I think it was called.
Nice one. Yeah, good.
And once again, to people listening, I don't actually think it's called the Sisawanga Cup. I had a joke the other day about how I think it was Cronulla versus the Roosters a couple of weeks back. I called it the Ricky Stewart Cup because he'd coached them both.
He'd been
booted out of them. And no, someone used that in an official capacity.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway. Sarcasm is sometimes lost in print. What else we have? The Dragons. They got up over the Bulldogs in 30-odd to 6 or something like that.
Yeah.
Not entirely unexpected with Canterbury's first, I think their best 17 were all suspended.
Yeah.
No, best 20. Their 20 best players were all suspended.
They had a couple of ball boys and two cheerleaders playing. Look, Bulldogs were...
I think one of the Hughes boys dusted off his boots.
Did he? Graham or Gary
yeah.
or...
Yeah.
Okay. They were Bulldogs started like a house on fire, and I thought, geez, there's a game here, but they just could not crack St. George. I don't know whether it's because St. George's defence is very, very good, or whether Canterbury's 6 and 7 is very, very ordinary.
Let me ask you: did you get the Monday night game, Cowboys Bunnies? Did you see any of that?
I listened to it on Triple M.
JT on fire.
On fire, yeah.
3 Monday nights in a row, 3 wins in a row, 3 man of the matches in a row, I'm pretty sure. So he scored 9 Dallium points from the last 3 weeks.
That's true.
That's a good chance of opening an
Everyone, get on.
Lead.
Get on.
Which would be back-to-back for him as well, if you don't mind. Off-field signings this week. A little bit of movement in the NRL just for a change. I don't remember years where there was this much movement this early in the season. I'm sure there was. I'm sure there has been. But it just seems like there's some fairly decent moves happening every week at the moment.
We all shed a tear for the Roosters when they lost to Ovasacek. I mean,
is that because they lost another hyphenated name?
We all
because, I mean, they lost Sonny Bill Williams last year.
Yeah.
Now they're losing Roger. They lost Frank Paul Niusala as well. Now Roger to Ovasacek.
Yes.
They've only got Warrior Hargreaves, Kenny Dowell, and I don't know, maybe someone else left in there.
Pierce just needs another name, that's all.
Yeah.
Pierce Jones or
Mitchell
something.
Mitchell Pierce.
Pierce off. Mr. Yeah.
Mitchell Pierce off. I like that.
Yeah.
So, Roger Tavares-Sheck to the Warriors. Aiden Caesar to Canberra. Ricky Stewart finally got his man.
Now, I've got a theory here.
Okay.
Is Aiden Caesar possibly, and I've got to check the spelling of this, an agoraphobic? Agoraphobic. Is he an agoraphobic?
Does he have agoraphobia?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you
why?
Know what that is?
Yeah, it's fear of open spaces.
Well, it's also fear of a crowd. Now,
fear Caesar's of a crowd, that's
from
right.
From Titans to the Raiders, so he's not going to be seeing many crowds.
No, that's right. That's right. The old Bruce Stadium is sparse these days.
Fire a bullet in
it is a shame, though, isn't it? For a team like the Green Machine, whether you like them or not, that like their sort of late 80s, early 90s stuff. That's the stuff of legends. Like,
and it's not a bad stadium either, just quietly.
Oh, yeah. It's Canberra, mate. Everything's purpose-built.
And is it just because it's cold? Is it because they're not going so well? Is it because Ricky's there and everyone's scared of him?
Your chance of playing in the snow down there. Joel Cain played a game in the snow down there. He told me about that. Playing in the snow is no fun, so it could well have to do with the cold. Played in the snow in Bathurst one time.
I played snow in the Oberon and at Blaney.
And the ground is like concrete and freezing.
Group 10.
Another story. There you go. Bo Scott as well to the Eels. I feel like, I don't know why, but this is an interesting one. I just didn't see it coming. I mean, there'd been a bit of talk about it, but Bo Scott to the Eels. I mean, it made sense when he went from the Dragons to the Knights. He followed Uncle Wayne.
Is that a good signing, do you think?
I don't think it's a bad signing. I don't know the coin that's been thrown around.
I think Bo Scott is an absolute axe and is a great player.
Mm.
I just worry for Parramatta's sake that it seems like they're signing people on the wrong side of 30.
Yeah, and they're kind of patchworking a little bit. Mm. They're sort of getting one from here, one from there, and sort of throwing them together and hoping that it'll make a nice little melange.
Yeah,
I don't know. Time will tell. Watmo's not exactly setting the world on fire at the moment.
No.
Over there. I'm sure you'll read all about how he's bringing leadership qualities that you can't, you know, money can't buy and all that sort of stuff, but whatever.
Bit of a flat track bully, in my opinion.
Quite possible. I think he's in danger of missing Origin, to be honest. Although, again, people insist that he will be there. He will be there like a Darius Boyd style because he brings it on the stage, which, again, I don't know if I agree with. But we will see. Speaking of Watma, I should say, another loss for Manly. Tuve's on the way out. If you read, you know, if you believe what you read, then
lots of people. The drums are beating anyway, let's be honest.
Actually, this is a good chance to hook something we're speaking about later in the show.
Right.
A little bit of an exchange on Twitter the other day regarding Manly.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, it happened on, Saturday night, I think it was?
I think so, yeah.
Bulldog Rich and Max Delmage, we'll leave it there.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it later in the podcast. But, look, I won't be surprised if I see Tuvi go, but I'll be disappointed for Manly fans and for Manly as a club. It's different to see a coach go.
If they get rid of Tuvi, in my opinion, that is a horrendous decision.
Yeah, I think there'll be a mutiny. I'm not going to make excuses, but he's still recovering from the debacle Desi left Manly.
Of course
with.
He is.
There's that. And he's made a couple of prelim finals and grand final in that time. And is it completely superfluous to even mention that the back room is just absolutely stuffed?
Manly's Manly, isn't it? Nothing's changed.
No.
I mean, the ownership might have changed, but it seems like it's still the unsteady ship.
There are some Fairdingham cancers in that club.
Yeah.
But I think I'd be addressing before I was addressing
is
someone
one of
like Toofs.
Is one of them Greek?
I will take the so-called Fifth Amendment on that one, which I've never really understood. I think it's got to do with pleading silence or something like that, the right to remain silent.
Right.
Whatever. a few injuries this week. Some not good ones at all. Idris, ACL season.
Yeah, it's frightening.
David Fifita, fibula, round 12. His brother, suspension, out for a few weeks, you would imagine. I think they're going to challenge it, but I dare say he'll be seeing a little bit of sideline time. Peter Wallace, knee, that troublesome knee, which he did it last year. He missed pretty much just back into the season.
Scarily, I think Peter Wallace, it just looks like this is just ongoing.
Yeah.
For him.
It's a shame.
It's that end of his career, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a shame because, well, he'd only be 30, wouldn't he?
Nice. Done it. Clive.
Clive, come back. Come back.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame because I really actually want to see, despite the fact that, you know, notwithstanding that I tipped them to actually win the comp.
Now I
actually
see where we're going.
No, I genuinely, like I said, the days of Canberra, no money on this one. The days of, you know, Canberra being a powerhouse and also the Panthers, I think when the Panthers have won, it's been a great story for rugby league.
Yeah.
And they're kind of due, 91, 2003, it's now 2015, they're kind of due.
Probably fine for a week there too, when they win, crime probably drops out Penrith way, so it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, either that or like joyful exuberance just takes over and then suddenly there's just anarchy and there's, cards being tipped over. And anyway, we'll move on. A-League, Perth Glory suspended from the finals for salary cap breaches. From what I understand, they've essentially done a Melbourne Storm 2010.
Which, I mean, I think this is great news for David Gallop.
What, that it chases him wherever he goes?
Well, he just needs now a couple of blokes to go absolutely apeshit on the piss, and he'll feel right at home.
Yeah. Thankfully, football, soccer players, as a rule, are quite vain. So I don't know if they would want to hit the piss too hard, because, they might bloat up a little bit.
Like you're talking about a little bit of mirror work, are you?
I don't know. I don't know. I was not insinuating that. But it's a shame because the A-League is very tight. It's the tightest it's been in years in terms of the title race. So, bad luck, Perth. Cook your books better, you idiots. So, AFL now. Just going to read this one verbatim. Clive wrote this one down. The march towards an undefeated season continues as GWS and the Swans remain undefeated ahead of their derby this weekend. We're two rounds in, Clive.
Two rounds, champion.
But yes, GWS undefeated, Swans undefeated. Swans looking good.
Yeah.
And not looking goods because he's coming off the bench.
I see what you've done there.
He's
well
coming
done.
Off the bench very sparingly.
Did I see that his mother's place got robbed today as well and all his memorabilia?
I don't know, but I have got documentation as to where I was today.
Right.
So.
Okay. And what about these shirts and this Brownlow medal you've got here? What about them?
No, that's not a Brownlow medal. That's a bronze medallion.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, bronze medallion. That's my surf patrol days. Good start for both those teams. GWS, they're not exactly taking on powerhouses of the comp. That said, though, powerhouse did fall. Hawthorn got done by the Bombers.
Did they?
They did. On the last kick of the game.
I'm right up with it.
You are. Clive, you need to take this guy aside. Give him a little bit of a crash course in...
Yeah, have a microphone.
In Aussie rules.
You do the AFL bits.
Jordan Spieth wins the US Masters, breaks a glut of records in doing so.
Amazing, wasn't it?
He's like 21. He's won... You know what? I heard this staggering stat. I'm going to paraphrase slightly, but basically, the amount of prize money he's won in the last 12 months puts him into the top 100 of all-time earners in
really?
Golf.
That's impressive in one way and then kind of frightening in another, isn't it?
It really is. He's 21. He's
Gordy,
done,
what
he's done things
days?
That, you know, Rory McIlroy hasn't done yet, i.e. win the Masters. So.
What happened to the day? Yeah, but he's also dumped Caroline Wozniacki, so they're kind of square.
Oh, that's a nice tease for later in the podcast as
well.
Oh,
is it?
Yes.
Okay. What happened to the days when golfers had to be 30 and fat to be a thing?
Yeah, John Daly's still clinging on, if you
30.
Want to put a name to that insinuation. But
remember the Walrus?
I've got to say no, but...
Craig Sadler.
Yep.
Oh.
Study.
Clive, grab his microphone.
Fantastic Masters. Led from
Parry,
start to finish.
Craig Parry.
Yeah, Craig Parry, yeah.
Peter Senior.
Yeah.
Just fat blokes that could swing a club.
Or real big nerds like old mate who got the yips, who's now an amazing commentator. What's his name?
Baker Finch. Really killed a bloke massive one day,
nerd.
That bloke.
Massive nerd.
Yeah.
Ian Baker Finch is the sort of guy, I could never see him wearing anything but brown, beige or like cream.
But he got the yips over his driver, don't forget, not over his putter.
Really?
Yeah. And he said one day, I heard a story, actually I think he told or maybe I read it, where he said he stood on the tee box at the first tee of a tournament. And trust me, at that time, they were going everywhere. And he actually stood over the ball and thought, oh shit, where's this going? Which isn't the positive thought.
Particularly not if you're part of the gallery because they line the tee.
Get this, he just missed whacking a bloke around the side of the chops with the ball. Nearly went hard left.
I was watching a tee shot from Spieth the other day, and they line them probably 25 metres up the tee. There's not much margin for error.
Yeah, funnily enough, I watched something on YouTube the other day. Tiger Woods, every one of his shots from a tournament last week or something. Yeah. They were just showing, it was a 17-minute video, and they showed every shot. And same thing. There was blokes like four foot either side of him thinking, are you people mad?
Is it like they're after a badge of honour? Yeah, I got chocked by
See this Tiger Woods' ball. Well, see the eye that's not there?
Yeah. It's now a titleist.
Titleist.
My eye is now a titleist. Mm. Speaking of Tiger, it was the ninth hole on his final round, I think.
Right.
And he was in the wood chips, or like the pine chips, just sort of, I don't know, 30 yards away from the pin?
Sure.
Something like that.
Okay.
And he's done
30
a
yards from the fairway or from the pin? Anyway.
It was from the pin, was
semantics,
it not?
Semantics. Anyway, keep
anyway,
going.
Anyway, he was using a wedge or something like that. And he's hit, and he's just reeled back in pain. And then, I don't actually have the quote, but I think it was something along the lines of, yeah, the bone in my wrist popped out a little bit, but I just put it back in.
No, I believe, and I've actually got the quote here from Clive. The quote is, the bone popped out, which straight away I thought, Tiger's back.
Yeah.
The old Tiger, he's got the bone out. We're about to see him go on a rampage. But clearly it wasn't, because it was his wrist bone. It popped out,
which he then claimed he put back in. Just put back in. To which Twitter reacted and went berserk. It was quite funny. Everyone was like hashtag Dr. Tiger and great golfer, not exactly an orthopedic surgeon. So pull your head in, Tiger.
Get the other bone back here.
Kevin Peterson. Not much to speak about here, but 170 on return for Surrey.
It
proves a little bit of a point. I mean, he's playing against Neville Numpties, but 170 on any day is pretty damn good. And I guess it fuels his argument that he's still of value.
Oh yeah, and look, it seems the story
it was
now,
celebrated
is that,
with like a Lamborghini or something.
Yeah, or a flight to Dubai for the night and a big night on the punt.
Yeah.
It seems that he's now been given the tap on the shoulder that it's only a matter of time before he goes back into the England squad.
The Queanbeyan punter, he laid out a three-leg multi. The Doncaster Mile.
A month ago.
The Golden Slipper.
I think about 3 or 4 weeks ago as well.
And the US Masters.
Yes.
He got odds of about a thousand. He got about $1,000. $400 turned into $400,000.
Thank you very much.
How good would he have been feeling when Jordan Spieth came out of the blocks like a frog out of a sock, or, you know, something really quick out of something?
I heard an interview with this bloke this morning.
Yeah.
It was, they said, what time did you get up this morning? He said, yeah, 2:15.
Legend.
To watch the golf, obviously. Had a bit of an interest. And yeah, away he goes.
That's outstanding. That is so cool. I'm pretty sure if he's the same guy I read about, he also just won a lazy 197,000 18 months ago.
Are you serious?
On something similar, yeah. How much is he losing, though, in that time? Like,
let's be honest. That's a random bet that he's put on.
Mm.
And we all have random bets.
Yeah.
Usually $5.
Yeah.
$10 maybe, if you're going well. 400.
That's
footy.
Insane, mate. I would go straight down
that
the bank.
That is a genuinely good point. I haven't thought of it like that.
It's like the person who goes, oh, I won $200 on the pokes last night. You're about Thursday
in.
Night? And how much did you put in? And,
yeah.
You know, you only talk about your wins.
Yeah.
So
damn good point. Although,
and he is living in Queanbeyan.
400, yeah, well, so clearly spent a lot on home security anyway.
No offence to our Canberra listeners.
No, just Queanbeyan. yeah, that's got me thinking. Well,
okay, we'll keep tabs on him. In 18 months' time, we'll probably want another 200 grand. How are you going?
Well, that or when he's selling his dad's video and putting a bet on.
Brand new segment here on Full Credit to the Boys. It's called Substitute. Doesn't need a whole lot of explaining. We basically throw out a statement and we substitute a word in to complete the sentence.
Mm.
Do you want to start or will I?
I'll start.
Okay.
Number one. In 2016, Manly will be blank.
I'm going to say better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I know it's a bit boring.
Mm.
The season's not shot for them this year. Just yet, it's not great. Mm. I think you can, with some sort of confidence, say they're not going to win the premiership. But
you had to make them fifth last week.
I just think they, with players on the out, with all the, you're not going a day without reading about them at the moment. So some of this stuff has finally got to fall by the wayside.
Yeah,
and they've got to regroup in the off season. Do a bit of buying, which apparently they're out shopping at the moment.
Mm. It's not much around, but...
And regroup... Yeah, but I mean, money talks, doesn't it? You know,
there's not much foreign/DCE quality.
There's not. But, you know, if they were to find a good half, it doesn't take much to break a contract, does it?
Mm.
Because contracts are not contracts by definition. So I'm just going to say better.
Okay.
I know it's a bit boring.
I'm going to say foreign.
Okay.
In that, this might be a double-edged sword here, in that I don't think we're going to recognise a lot from the Manly of 2015 or 14 as compared to 16.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a different coach.
Yeah.
There's obviously going to be a number 6 and a number 7.
Mm.
And word on the street is, and I'm not sure who, but they're hunting around for number 7 from England.
Yeah. Richie someone or other. Mm.
Scarily, we don't know who that is.
Yeah, so, probably ought to. But
yeah.
As long as it's not, for Manly's sake, a Sam Tompkins style sort of thing. Because that hasn't worked.
No.
He was billed as England's Billy Slater. And
give me a break.
Yeah. Number two. So far this year, the referees in the NRL have been blank.
Unsurprising.
Okay.
Same old. I don't know what we all expected. I don't think they're any worse than last year, but they're certainly not any better.
I had a look over this earlier, and I thought something pretty similar. I was going to say consistent.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to say consistent? What are you talking about? Just consistent with the last couple of years. I just think everyone's talking about it more. There's more social media users. There are more voices out there. Everyone's a journalist, in a manner of speaking.
Yep.
I don't think they're much worse. I just think there's... few too many grey areas in the game, and unfortunately, the process of a game is leading us to see that. Mm. I don't think they're particularly worse than last year.
Yeah, I'm a bit nonplussed, but you know. Number three, the second NRL game on a Friday night is blank.
Beige.
Yeah.
I can't get up for it. I just can't. I can't watch non-live sport. Yeah. I don't know if I've been spoiled. Do you know what?
I don't know
Foxtel. I've got one of those digital passes, so I watch on the iPad.
Yeah, I was watching Twitter the other night, and I sort of made a mental note in between beers about the level of Twitter activity from the first game to the second.
Oh, yeah.
And it distinctly drops off
on
the second game.
It feels weird to be live tweeting. I'm doing that thing with my fingers, the quotes mark. Yeah, live tweeting something that's not live.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it seems like, and it's very hard, especially people like hanging out on Twitter on Friday nights and tweeting about footy. I know what I do, and I'm not the only one. And it's very hard to duck the other game and not find out who's winning.
Yeah.
You know, I'd also like to see, I'd love to know the figures of sports betting game one to game two.
Mm.
I reckon it would drop off significantly. Because I don't know
obviously you can't live bet game two.
Obviously, but what I'm saying is if you put a first try scorer on the first game, you don't usually put one on the second game, even though you know it's going to be on later on TV.
Oh, because you don't think you'll be watching or whatever.
Well, you might be watching it, or it just doesn't seem the same as you find out who scored or whatever.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah. You want to be watching it when it comes off, right?
So I wrote the second NRL game is non-existent.
So this weekend, this Friday night, it's Canterbury versus Manly as the live game.
Right.
Which
last
means
versus second last.
Yeah, which means that the second game will be
St. George, someone, I think it isn't it?
St. George Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the 95 grand final and the 92-93 grand final. Right. So that's what I was thinking of early today. So my question to you is, will you be watching the St. George Broncos game?
The first half.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably drop off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
It's kind of going to be a decent game, you would think.
Yeah.
They're two better teams at the moment. Yeah, St. George are on a roll. Broncos are certainly on a roll. Everyone five in a row. They're on top of the table. I haven't seen that for a while. Anyway, beige is my answer to that one. England's chances in the upcoming Ashes series are...
laughable.
Yeah, I like it.
We got this.
Yeah.
I think... and I know we shouldn't be judging five-day cricket to one-day cricket, but if the World Cup has anything to go by, England are in all sorts.
Or the last Ashes series.
Yeah, and they are in what would be termed a rebuilding phase.
Oh, isn't that the most... That's the full credit to the boys of Shambles club or team at the moment, isn't
that's,
it?
That's the coach's reply to full support of the board.
Yeah. Is that... Do we know that mainly because of Ricky Stewart? Is that... Because I've heard him say that a lot.
Yeah, and Brian Smith before him.
Ah, yes.
He was the rebuilding coach.
Yes, we are rebuilding see after
also,
our grand final loss.
See also.
Because we always lose grand finals.
So what are you? England chances in the upcoming Ashes series are?
This is hyphenated, slim to FA.
Very good, yes.
Number five, Wayne Bennett is a blank coach.
Me or you first?
You.
I'm going to say super.
Right. I was going to say clever.
Yeah.
He might not... It might just be a question of cattle. I'm not sure. But he looks to have got Brisbane into a pretty ship shape.
Very quickly too.
And they've still got little boy Darius to come back. And I think Hodges
this morning,
as well.
This week.
Yeah.
Kahu... whatever his name is, Jordan Tahu, Kahu. They've got plenty, a little bit to come back as well, and they look sharp.
They do.
Especially after round one, Hoodie. I thought they were ordinary round one.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty happy to bag
Write them off.
Off the back of Newcastle's pretty boring 3 years.
Yeah.
To be honest, there are a few teams, like I said, Canberra, Penrith, Brisbane. There are a few teams that I like to see. Because when they're going well, they look good.
Yeah.
They look real good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. I'd like to see them back up there because they've had a couple of years in the wilderness. So, time will tell. Number six, Clive. Former legend has a massive... I was going to say hemorrhoid.
That may be true.
You've been shifting from bum cheek to bum cheek tonight. Something's going on down there.
My phone's in my back pocket.
Mountain or a molehill time?
What about mine?
Oh, sorry.
Former legend has a massive list of issues.
Okay. Oh, so we're allowed to use more than one word.
Well, no, but...
Okay. Mountain or a molehill time? Cronulla. Basically, we throw out a statement. We say whether it's a big deal or not so big a deal. Mountain or a molehill. Hence the name. Cronulla are yet to sign Paul Gallen despite... him being quite a squeaky wheel, that he wants one more year before heading to England. What do you think of that, mountain or a molehill?
It's a mountain.
Yeah?
I don't think he's going to get a contract.
Yeah, I agree, to be honest.
It would be a tough, tough choice to make for Cronulla. And if they should learn anything from Manly and the Glenn Stewart thing, they should at least offer him something. Because offering him nothing, like Manly did with Stewart, was the beginning of what seems to be the end. So I'm going to say it is a mountain.
I was speaking to someone today. I think it's a mountain as well. I was speaking to someone today and we were basically talking about how Cronulla reckon they're on a shift of trying to change the culture and all that sort of stuff. There are two people who are upholding the current culture. Paul Gallen, Shane Flanagan.
Yeah.
So, how much longer do either of those have there?
I think Flanagan's been extended.
He has.
Somehow
that means
he,
nothing.
Somehow he extended his contract whilst he wasn't whilst allowed to talk to the club.
Suspended. Yeah. Yeah. And one surefire way to get, you know, to shift something like that is to get rid of those who are upholding it. So is that why Cronulla are holding him at arm's length?
No.
No?
No, I think Cronulla
know that he's know good that for he's, about 8 games a year.
That's certainly an issue. Also, the money that he would still command, being a State of Origin captain, of course.
Yes.
So I think they have that sort of money earmarked for someone else, perhaps.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not sure who, but I don't think Cronulla are going to be forthcoming with.
Well, he got out of hospital the other night. He got out of hospital to play the game. He's a broken man. He's a broken man. You can talk all about the courage and all that sort of stuff, but mate, at some point he's going to fall over.
Yeah. So, Mountain, anyway.
Australian Super Rugby teams are struggling as the World Cup approaches. Mm. Mountain or a molehill?
Mountain.
Mm.
It's.
Particularly if they stick strong to this whole can't pick players who are overseas sort of thing.
Surely they've got to drop that. That's ridiculous.
Nonsense. I mean, it's quite obviously self-serving. They don't want people to leave the Super Rugby. It's obvious.
Mm.
Japan, you get paid pretty good money to only play about 9 games a year. That's pretty hard to fight if it's a money thing.
Worse than that.
Or France, you if you're there as a marquee player, you'll play every game. Like you'll play and play. Like you'll earn your money.
Mm.
You'll earn amazing money, but you will have to earn that money. Mm. It's hard to fight. It's hard to fight. Like rugby, I don't think is getting much bigger in this country at this point in time.
No,
which means money's not necessary unless you know some bank jumps on board with the Super Rugby and just goes, here you go, get into our vault.
Mm.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. So I reckon Mountain Australia are going to be a bit of trouble come World Cup time. NRL coaches no longer allowed to address refereeing issues. This has been going on for a few weeks now, Mountain or Molehill?
Mountain, and I don't like it.
Yeah?
No. I understand the principle behind it.
Yeah.
But, mate, stuff that. If you think you've been dudded, if a player plays a bad game, the coach talks about it, the media talk about it.
Do you reckon we're going to see one of those tactics the coaches sometimes employ whereby they go, all right, well, a win next week's probably worth 30 grand to us.
Mm.
Do we sacrifice 10 grand this week to get a little, you know, get the referees thinking more about it? Like it's a very...
Get a little bit Ricky Stewart on them.
Yeah, it's a not so well-kept secret that coaches have done that in the past to maybe turn referees... Instincts, maybe for the subsequent.
I don't know. I don't know whether we're at that point yet, but I mean, I'd never thought of it like that, and I guess there's a chance that it happened. But as far as this edict that they're not going to talk about it in a press conference is concerned, it's almost like they are muted in their press conferences now.
Yeah,
and I think it's rubbish.
It's very tough. If there's a game that's decided by refereeing decisions, right or wrong.
Mm.
If one team feels aggrieved, then how do you not talk about the biggest thing, the big elephant in the room, so to speak? Like, how do you not speak about that or mention it or allude to it in any way in the press conference? It just seems completely false.
Mm.
Mid-season signings that affect the player's current club. We've spoken about a few of those earlier in the news. Mountain or a molehill?
Yeah, it's a mountain. And I don't like it, but saying that, I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah. They draft won't work. Transfer window apparently won't work. Transfer window won't work because people will be doing it and all that sort of stuff. And 1 minute past midnight when it happens.
Yeah, it gets
but
boring.
Is that the lesser of
the evils? I'm starting to think it is.
I tend to agree because it's just nonsense. It's distracting.
Yeah.
It's just another off-field distraction that takes away from the game.
And no one signs these contracts 1 year out and goes better.
Nah.
They drop off.
Absolutely.
You know, like Mullaney was the classic example.
Yeah, but played a grand final with the Warriors, signed with the Roosters about a week later for 18 months' time.
Yeah, and had a
pretty much a blood river season.
Rubbish.
In 2012.
You know, and look at Foran and DCE now. Either they are not interested or they're in a real bad rut of form because both of them aren't playing that well. And so what are your fans going to think?
I'd quite like to be a fly on the wall in Manly's dressing room at the moment.
Yeah. Not one of the doors.
Not near Jeff Tuvey, though, because he would swat the shit out of it.
Mm.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, Mountain or Molehill, Lewis Hamilton spraying the grid girl with champagne. Did you see this?
No.
Okay, so he won the Chinese Grand Prix on the weekend.
Right.
Ahead of Nico Rosberg, his teammate who he hates and who hates him and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, probably led from start to finish. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, that's another story completely. Rosberg and Hamilton were just seething at one another in the presser.
Right.
That's one thing.
What, a German and an Englishman were upset at each other?
Yeah, on the same team.
Surprising.
It's like a Vettel-Weber thing all over again. But so on the grid, you know, they spray the champagne when they win and all that sort of thing. And generally, they spray sort of out to the crowd on each other and, you know, fun and games. We're so rich, we can just afford to use this Magnum for nothing but to waste.
So it's not a phallic symbol?
But he basically just went straight up to the grid girl and just sprayed it all in her face.
Right.
And I have to say, I'm not going to get too smutty, but my first thought, it looked kind of... Like, he had this big grin on her face. She had a scowl on her face.
Is this where we played Dreadlock Holiday again?
No, I'm not even going to go any further. It just...
Is this the Viv Richards
story? I really don't care that much.
Yeah.
I really couldn't care less. It's one of those things where people just outrage. But my mind went somewhere that, you know...
You're in a dry spell?
Wonderful. Anyway. Who do you choose? If there is a Manly coach, a new Manly coach, who do you choose? Trent Barrett or Nathan Brown? Go.
Nathan Brown.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I'm going Trent Barrett.
Really?
Go Nathan Brown. Tell me why.
I just think he does have a few runs on the board now. His St. George stint was hideous, but I've always said...
He slapped Trent Barrett.
Yeah.
Who in this scenario is fighting for the job?
I've always said you can't coach your mates.
Mm.
And that was a case where he'd almost finished footy and started coaching.
Yeah.
You can't get a
Freddie
team...
Freddie did that as well.
You can't...
That didn't work.
Yeah. Well, it worked for a little while. You can't go to team meetings and say, I'm really disappointed in you, Hoodie. And you think, this time last year, me and you were doing the same thing. So, but I think Manly kind of needs someone with a little bit of experience.
Mm.
And I heard that's what they're fishing for.
I like Trent Barrett because he's been out at Penrith under Cleary and Gould for a little while now.
Yeah.
We don't really see him much in a Penrith capacity. I assume he's still there. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah.
But that's a pretty good training ground. I rate those two.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Why not start with a basket case? You know, deep end, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I find it hard to forget. Brown's form in the NRL, which
but he did improve over in England.
England. It's a different game though.
Yeah,
isn't
I hear.
But
it's also a different game to when he was umpire. How am I traveling? Coaching as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Queensland State of Origin spot. This is written on our rundown, but we actually had it tweeted in by @poldog27. Something very similar. Who gets the utility spot? Daly Cherry Evans or James Seguiaro?
Now, when he tweeted this to me, I replied to him.
Yeah.
And I said, Cherry Evans.
Yeah.
I've subsequently gone and thought about it a little bit. And I think Seguiaro.
Is he one of those enigmas? Like, he's having a great start to the season.
Yeah.
Went for a sup with Yvonne Sampson. That's a fantastic start to the season.
Yeah. Got a shout out from him, yeah.
But I don't know. There's... Origin's a different game. I'd just be picking Cherry Evans. He seems to have been doing a decent job off the bench in that 14 jersey. But then there's another smoky, Ben Hunt.
Yeah, I like Ben Hunt.
You know?
I like him.
He plays a lot like Cooper Cronk.
Yeah.
He's very clinical.
Yeah.
Not as flashy as Seguiaro or Cherry Evans. You know, not that sort of like
nah.
out-of-the-box brilliance sort of thing. But very, very clinical with what he does.
Yeah,
so.
I think he's a bit of a goer, that kid.
I'm going to stick with
Cherry. Hell of a good sort, Mrs., by the way.
Of course. Who will win more majors, Justin Rose or Jordan Spieth? Can I go first?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
So. Purely because I don't really know who Justin Rose is. I'm sure he's a good golfer. Is he a golfer?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, definitely Jordan Spieth.
Justin Bieber or Jordan Spieth?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say Spieth as well. It's impressive, and it's almost, for want of a better term, tiger-like how he tore the Masters apart the other day.
Forgive me, Justin Rose, if you're listening. Mm-hmm. If you are, tweet us at FCTTB_podcast. Maybe tweet me like your PGA Tour page or something like that, because I should probably know more about you. Who is better at rebuilding a club, Ricky Stewart or a one-armed Bricky in Beirut? Speaking of rebuilding phases.
I'm going to say the Bricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because practice.
Slow and steady wins the race, though.
He'd certainly be busy, that guy in Beirut.
There's talk about Tamo heading to the Raiders.
I believe that's done.
Yeah.
From what I've heard.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like it's pretty much complete.
His wife is from out that way? At Buried?
Yes. They have a property. They have a property down there or something like that.
Yeah, Bermagui. No, I don't know. So some place starts with B.
Berrima?
Nah, anyway.
If you know that one, tweet us in at FCTTB_podcast. Yeah, it sounds like it's a done deal. I think that's a fairly good match. I don't know why, but it to me it makes sense.
Yeah.
Tamo to Canberra, yeah.
I don't think he's any more impressive than a few of the blokes that they're trying to get rid of, to be honest.
Dane Tilse is out. He's going to England to
Chile,
join...
Chile, on his way out.
Yeah. Leroy Lars has been gone for a year or so.
Yeah.
He's disappeared down at the Storm. This is former State of Origin, like... He was a bit of a... He had a bit of a mortgage in the State of Origin team for a while, and he's just not even playing down there now. Yeah, good. So, this week... I saw it on WTF Facts on Twitter. The world's first head transplant. Which NRL head would you be happy with on your body? Go for it.
George Rose.
Why is that?
Because they'd say, gee, you were a lot better looking before.
I was thinking Nate Miles because I thought the only way is up from there.
Would you want Nate's nose?
I could rent my forehead out as like a outdoor cinema.
Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Sorry, Nate. Head. Sorry, Nate. Don't run at me with your head. Overs or unders time. This is where we throw out a bit of a radical market. Something that those quirky cats at the sports betting places would be proud of, because they like throwing out the quirky markets. Number one, the number of players to be sent off in 2015. Over or under one?
You want to go first?
I'm going to say there will be one.
Are you?
Yes.
Why?
Because people are starting to talk about it.
Isn't that... That's
what happens.
That is the level of craziness.
That's what happens in this world. People saying that Tyson Frizzell should have been sent off. Certainly a good argument for him to have been sent off the other day.
Yeah, I think 15 years ago, he's gone.
The kid was gutted. He was gutted. He was genuinely shaken up by it. It was careless. It was accidental. But, mate, he... flogged him across the face.
Yeah.
And, like, they saw it. They penalised him. They put him on report. Old mate got taken off.
Yeah.
They all saw it. Like,
did you at
any
stage
think... They saw the magnitude of it. They saw 10 replays of it.
Did you at any stage think he's gone?
I didn't see it live.
Right. I watched it, and I watched it in a pretty full room.
Yeah.
And whilst everyone at that stage was saying he's got to go... No one said, when I said, oh, will he go? No one said, yeah.
And then people were talking about sin bin and all that sort of stuff. When was the last time you saw someone go to the sin bin for foul play?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. That's the only reason you can use the sin bin. Is for foul.
Sorry. They send them there for a professional foul, like a counterattack, holding him down and all that sort of stuff. That's a classic one. And you can almost call them because you know that they're going to happen. But when was the last time, like... a head eye or a spear tackle or a...
Never.
When was the last time you saw a sin bin used for it?
I don't think that falls in the rules.
Yeah, see, everyone's talking about, oh, yeah, you should have been at least sin binned.
Someone look at that
too. I remember the last time that happened. Anyway, so I reckon it's going to happen through public pressure.
Yeah, I'm going to say under.
Yeah,
I zeros? Still don't. Yeah, I think I remember a few years ago there was a spate of people being sent off.
Warrior Hargreaves went a couple of times in fairly quick succession, relatively speaking. I think he went maybe twice in 2 years.
I don't think that's what I'm talking about. I got a feeling it was a little bit earlier than that. But I remember people saying, "You're affecting the game. Can't you leave it until Monday?"
It's just
this is the counter argument.
Yeah,
you know, everyone wants it against as long as it's not their team.
Anyway. Number two, Maloney's in poor form. James Maloney, that is, for the Roosters. Sure. And he's hunting a new contract over or under $700,000, under in a heartbeat for me.
Yeah, same. There's no way. The figure's been bandied about. It's between $7 and $750, I believe.
Put it this way. If Manly, which is one of the clubs that apparently looking at him.
Yeah.
If they were to pay $700,000, I'd be disappointed for Manly fans.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's a $700,000 halfback.
Nah.
I'd be investing money in a good kid for that matter.
Or two
for
good
that money.
Kids.
Or two good kids. Mm. Yeah, get him on a... Mate, if you're 20 years old and being given a $400,000 contract, you'd be pretty happy, right?
I'd be tossing $700,000 at that Jack Bird before I'd be throwing it at Maloney at the moment.
Souths without Adam Reynolds for 5 more games. That's probably what one person said. Some people probably said 4. Some probably said 6 months. Others have said he won't be back till 2020, but...
some say he's on a Zimmerman frame.
Souths will win over or under 3 games of the next 5 without Reynolds.
I'll say over.
Yeah,
I think because I'm not impressed by the quality they're up against.
Well, yeah, they've got the Sharks, the Raiders, Dragons, Storm and Eels. Mm. Yeah, I can see 4 in there.
Yeah, I think 3
I
or
think
4.
That, they might drop 1 or 2 crook ones, but... plus, they've got Sutton coming back. And that's a fairly decent, you know, not like for like, but... Wow. But, oh, he's never blown me away. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But they're hardly dredging, you know, under 20s like Manly are.
Yeah.
Keary Sutton's a pretty decent halves combination as far as Souths are concerned.
So is Keary in English, just quietly.
Yeah. He won a Clive Churchill at 5'8", if you had forgotten.
Yeah. I've been reminded about 12 times during... the South game, so...
I bloody love Inglis. The number of State of Origin games, Josh Reynolds and Trent Hodgkinson will play together in 2015, over or under 1.
I had a good conversation with a bloke today about this.
Yep.
Now...
Was his name Trent?
No, I'll tell you later who it was, actually. It might surprise you. But he said... because I said none. I don't think they should. Hodgkinson was terrible on the weekend.
Yeah, incumbency only takes you so far.
However, he did say to me, they'll pick and stick. That's what Laurie Daly will do.
I'm not so sure. I think...
He said they'll play the first one, and I'm starting to think he might be right. Mm. Will they play the second and third? I don't think so.
He's got a bit of a dilemma because they won the series. I don't think the halves were pivotal in any of those games. In fact, in game 3, they were quite noticeably missing. Mm.
They got spanked by Cooper Cronk, who only had 1.5 arms.
Yeah. I think unders. I just... Andrew Johns actually threw out a smoky last night.
Don't say Jack Bird.
No. He said Pierce at halfback, which isn't the silliest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Josh Dugan at 5'8".
Oh.
He threw it as... He prefaced it as a smoky. Yeah. He also said Greg Bird could have a go there. And Greg Bird's won man of the match at 5'8".
Yeah,
for
a few years
State
ago.
Origin, but,
yeah. A few lines ago. A few bottles of wine ago, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know who else there is. We were sort of talking
It's not a nice way to be saying... I don't know who else there is it?
No, it's when like we're starting
time,
on our back
when was
foot?
The last time Queensland have, you know, they brought in Will Chambers to cover Brent Tate late in the series last year. And that was a case of, you know, they've got a cracking 17, but then the depth isn't particularly wonderful.
Yeah.
But they just don't get injured. Thurston's played like 1,000 Origin games in a row.
Yeah.
And he's done an ACL in there, but still managed to play
them.
They've
had good sixes and sevens, Queensland, for probably over a decade.
Yeah.
Which is a great start to any team.
I'd argue they've never been without an amazing half, Queensland. There might have been a little bit of a doldrum in the post Alan Langer before Lockyer sort of played six.
He wasn't much job.
Yeah, that was a while ago though.
Oh, that's my prime.
Yeah. Fair enough. That's I can't believe how early we start talking about Origin, but it's great. I love it. How many goals will the Swans win by this weekend? Over or under five? They are playing GWS at the G of the SC variety.
I was going to say.
Sorry, that's a Sydney side of speaking there at the G. How many this weekend? Over or under five?
I'm
so that's 30 odd points plus a few behinds.
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. GWS has certainly gotten better. The Swans won't have forgotten that they got dusted by them in round one last year. They're in decent form. It's going to be one of those ones where they need to just come out of the box firing, because if they allow GWS to get any dictation over the game, then they're going to be playing at GWS's.
Do your membership tickets work for
they the do. AFL? They do. They do.
There you go.
All four of them. Happy days.
Get a bus. And so we need two more people. So tweet us at FCTTB underscore podcast. We need two more to get into the members.
Our final over or under this week. How many M's are in the way Ray Rabbits Warren pronounces Moses Mbai? Over or under 40?
Oh, it's an easy 40, isn't it?
I think more pertinent is how many B's in the way he says Brisbane. Fading him. Next time you hear him, just the Brisbane Broncos. He's got, that's just a little mannerism that kind of.
I thought the way he says Mbai is a throwback to Hanson singing Mbop.
Oh, it definitely does. He's definitely getting his inspiration from there. Mm. I don't think he even realizes it. He's got a younger daughter. She might have discovered Mbop at some sort of point.
Sharon
Holly.
Holly, that's right.
My young daughter Holly. She got her learner's permit this week. She took my Bentley out for a spin with Cher and the driver.
I don't think he's got that one. Anyway.
Our weekly full credit to the boys awards. This is where we trawl through Twitter and we see a few tweets that we've enjoyed over the past week or so, and we split it into a amateur one of the week and a celebrity one of the week. Mm. Yours?
My amateur is from @time_taken_up.
Right.
And he tweeted after he actually did a better tweet than me about my tweet.
Right.
And I said rugby union fans will be happy with tonight's game. Broncos have kicked 3 penalty goals.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, Broncos have followed 3 penalty goals with back-to-back drop kicks and then a missed tackle on a 5/8. Rugby fans will be stoked tonight.
Very good.
Yeah.
My amateur this week. And these guys, I'd never know whether to put them into amateur or celebrity, but for the sake of this, I'll put them into amateur this week. @FireUp on FBI. Very,
love them.
Very good. Fairly unoffensive, but hilarious tweets.
Great podcast too, by the way.
Absolutely. So you can find them @FireUp on FBI. They're at #NRL Eels Titans, which is another thing, completely stupid new hashtags. NRL Eels Titans, amphetamines, coke, road rage, public urination, assaulting taxi driver, missionary work, salary cap theft. It's just a shopping list of, it's just good. I just like it. It's,
they're good.
They didn't actually point to anyone or anything in particular. It's up to the tweeter to take it where they want to. The reader to take it where they want to.
There's point A and there's point B. You decide how you're going to get there.
Your celebrity this week, and we alluded to it earlier.
Okay, what about you do yours first? Because mine's a bit of a...
Okay. Mine is a throwback to the Masters earlier in the week. At Caro Wozniacki, which is Caroline Wozniacki.
Rory.
Says, congratulations to @JordanSpieth on winning the Masters. Extremely impressive how he came out firing from the start and never looked back, to which she got a swamp of responses.
She knew what she was doing.
All about Rory McIlroy and this and that and the other thing. So she felt the need to tweet again fairly quickly straight after and said, Tweeps, I was congratulating Spieth on his win. Nothing else.
Come on.
It's time for some of you to move on from the past. Thank you. And had a little kissy emoticon on there, which
she knew what she was doing.
There you go. It was I quite enjoyed it.
Okay, well, it's now time for the first ever full credit to the boys, play.
Right.
Now, there are two roles in this play. Who do you want to play?
So, yeah, the two roles are Max Delmage or Dean Bulldog Ritchie.
Mm.
I'll be Bulldog.
Okay. So, I'll be Max Delmage, Delmage.
Yep.
And I'll be reading his tweets. Okay. Or do you be reading Bulldogs?
Go for it.
Okay. First tweet was, hashtag I support Toofs. Followed up, who someone obviously wrote something about the Telegraph. And he followed that with, and he included Bulldog into it, who cares what they all say? Hashtag at Telecrap. Oh, no, not at. And hashtag bullshit.
At Bulldog Richie's response. Have another drink, Maxie.
Max Delmarsh's response. Will do in commiseration of what is happening to the club I built being knocked down fast.
Club was founded in 1947, mate.
No shit. Then required dollars to survive. What did you put in?
Still got your 83 listeners on 2SM?
Oh, not on radio. Got my thousands of fans on social media getting the truth out there. Hashtag finally. And so it went, and so it went.
It was quite a soap opera, wasn't it?
It was great.
May I say that I kind of think Bulldog got the chockies on the
easy.
Day?
Easy. Easy.
In terms of that, I quite like Bulldog. I've worked with him a little bit. And so I'll say that we actually have a friendship here. But I think on paper, he also won it.
I think it was a TKO, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right. So that was very good. So if you want to trawl back through Max Delmage, who's his Twitter handle is at MaxSam44 or Bulldogs1, you'll be able to find how that played out. It was very funny. The Twitter challenge. So the Twitter challenge is something where we've given each other a celebrity that they need to get a follow and a reply from. There you go. That was pretty simple, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I told at @former_legend that he had to get at @Sally_Fitz, who is known as Sally Fitzgibbons, to follow and reply to him. He gave me Shane Warne. How did you go this week?
Nah. Shocking.
Yeah?
You know what? I'm just reading back through it now and thinking, that's piss poor, that effort. So I just wrote to her, hi at Sally Fitz, will you support NRL Dragons when Trent goes, or will you see it as a great chance to follow the great at @West_Tigers?
You've lost the passion, haven't you?
Yeah.
Just a down week. It's all right. You can bounce back.
How am I going to get back from this?
You can bounce back, mate. You can bounce back. Actually, next week's another week. Put the full 80 in. You'll spark up. Got a big week ahead. Training.
Need some of Essendon's peptides
or
something.
Full credit to the boys.
Do you know, I think it must have even looked pretty poor because one of my followers actually said, have you tried this?
Oh. Have you tried chloroform?
Yeah. Have you tried rehypnol?
I threw out to Warnie today. Morning at Shane Warne. Have you had a gander at our podcast yet? Hint, listen from 50 minutes, 50 seconds on last week's. And I sent him the link because I thought, best case... Best case,
he's not gonna listen.
Best case, he listens and retweets and maybe replies, maybe follows. Oh, we could get something out of it. If I don't win this challenge, then maybe he'll just have a listen.
So you steered away from the "Are you thirsty still?"
Yeah, because I thought
your boat's gone.
It's too old.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Too old. I needed to do it last week and I didn't. Missed my opportunity. Plus, also, I'm kind of trying to steer clear of teasing him. I teased him early on.
I don't think there's a road back from where you went.
Anyway, if you've got some suggestions, tweet us at @LateMailman, who's trying to get Shane Warne at @former_legend, trying to get Sally Fitzgibbons. Boy sack time. This is mail and feedback from you guys, our loyal listeners. We're really enjoying interacting with you guys. You can find us on Twitter. We're on there quite a lot. Former Legend's on there much more than I am. You know, I've got stuff to do.
A job.
I have things to do. So please get on to iTunes if you've enjoyed it and leave us a review and a rating as well, because basically the better you go with that, the more of them we get, the higher we go in the lists and more people get to hear us and we feel validated by what we're doing, because we don't get money for it. Clive does, but that's a whole different story.
Did you see Madonna kiss Drake?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
it's a bit weird. It's like grandmother kissing her.
I tweeted him.
Mm.
I will ride with you.
Yeah, good.
Nothing. Very quiet.
Last week there was a little bit of a delay in the podcast. It was about didn't go up to the morning. Normally goes up late at night. Didn't go up to the morning.
Yeah.
How about Ben Pugsley?
Straight onto us.
Yeah, telling us to hurry up and get the podcast out. All right, champion.
I think he said, "Find a tape recorder, find a toilet, record your podcast."
Yeah, he missed us. Good on you. Good on you, Pugs. I enjoyed it. At Iggy Hood and at Boris Ranting as well.
This magic doesn't happen in a toilet, by the way.
No, it is a Wilson car park. Not even a Wilson. It's one of the no-name ones. So at Iggy Hood and at Boris Ranting gave us a little bit of a prop-up as well. Arnold Rimmer 1 was an interesting one.
Arnold Rimmer?
Yes. Yeah. Not Arnold Palmer, Arnold Rimmer.
How does Arnold feel about that?
Yeah. He basically... So this is how it came about. I think he took exception to my love of Joel Reddy.
Right.
And I said, if you listen back to a few podcasts, you might hear a bit about that. And he said, I don't have any Apple products. Do you do SoundCloud? And I was like, I'm not giving him SoundCloud because we don't get any data, like, listening figures for that. Bugger that. So we did verify that we are on Stitcher.
Yeah.
We're on Stitcher for
Swipe right.
For the non-iPhones. Oh, no. Stitcher.
Oh, okay.
So there we go. If you've got friends who are on Samsungs and, those other phones, Stitcher. Also, we do this one every week because they just keep on giving. It's just rugby league players at the moment, but which I don't know what's that saying. You can tell us what it's saying.
I think the same media company that trains them has trained every team.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what we do is we love hearing sporting cliches in post match interviews, or just ever.
Mainly, we like to hear a full credit to the boys.
That's right, or just a full credit to anyone. This week, we got one sent in by at TravMarsh8. He's one of our regular tweeters, at TravMarsh8. This was Ben Hunt, directly after his golden point try the other night. Have a listen.
Yeah, mate, it was a great win. Big credit to our forwards tonight. I thought they were outstanding.
So there we go. That wasn't quite there. That was a specified full credit. It wasn't to all the boys. Mm. It was just to a few of them.
He obviously heard of us, but hasn't heard our whole podcast name.
Good on you, Benny, and thank you at TravMarsh8 for tweeting that in. And then from at the underscore Q78, this was on the rush hour on Thursday afternoon, and we got this audio of the one, the only, Luke Lewis.
The first 4 weeks were pretty tough, but mate, full credit to all the boys, to be honest with you, but we sort of stuck in there and we knew what we were doing wrong. We just couldn't seem to fix it.
Full credit to all the boys.
Ding, 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 ding.
There was a couple others in there as well. What a legend. I love Luke Lewis. He and his wife, Sonia, are absolutely fantastic people. But he's really played into our hands there, hasn't he?
Thank you, Luke.
You legend. So as we say, we are on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast, at Late Mailman, at Former_legend. You can tweet us at any time with any sporting goodness you see across the web. Doesn't have to be footy. Can be anything. We will pretend to know about it if we don't. If you are enjoying it, please feel free to go to iTunes, leave us a rating and a review.
And subscribe.
And subscribe, of course. And tell your friends. Tell your mum. She'll love it.
Oh, yeah.
If I know your mum like I think I know your mum, she will love our podcast.
If your mum's loose...
Have a fantastic week. We'll see you next week.
Enjoy Fashion Week.